Welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. In this podcast, we dig into the exact playbooks that ABM practitioners are using today to get their first ABM program off the ground. We'll dig into how they're using their current tech stack in order to create scrappy programs that rely more on creativity than new technologies. So if you're looking for how to get ABM off the ground in your organization in the next 90 days, let's dive into this episode. Why, hello, and welcome to this ABM AMA. I'm your host, Mason Cosby, and I'm the founder of a company called Scrappy ABM. We build step-by-step programs for the crawl stage of account-based marketing, helping people get their first program up and running. That said, incredibly excited to have all of your questions. I've got a couple of things that I'll start with as we're getting to people that are coming in. But again, hopefully this will be super helpful for you as you're thinking about how do I build that first ABM program. So as we dig into it, I don't know about you, but it got to be Q4 and everyone suddenly remembered, oh, we've got closed loss opportunities. We could actually re-engage these people. And one of the constant questions that I've been getting now from some of our clients is how do we effectively build out a closed loss program? And there's a couple of just quick tips and pieces of advice that I'd highly recommend that you think through. And the first is not just like blanket asking all closed loss opportunities to re-engage. That's actually one of the reasons that I hear people say that they don't want to build a closed loss program, which is, well, some of these people were closed loss because we didn't want to work with them. And I say, well, you can segment those people out. So I would first look at your closed loss and then try to figure out some further segmentation capability, whether that is based on verticals. So just saying, hey, these people all work in the same kind of industry. The other one would be if you're more vertical specific, reasons that they didn't move forward. So overcoming past objections as a cohort is a great way to actually specifically segment your different audiences together. And then as a result, ensure that they are overall driving towards the reasons you would want them to inevitably be engaged. That's the first thing to think through. Second thing would just be, what are the channels through which we plan to effectively re-engage? If at all possible, I recommend generally trying to re-engage through the same seller. So again, if I was trying to close a deal 9 months ago, they didn't move forward 9 months ago, what I would want to do is have the same seller reach back out to those deals. And through that, then what you would end up seeing is a higher open rate and a higher likelihood of success because the same seller that's already built a relationship with this account and these people at this account would end up actually becoming the person that would restart the exact same conversation. I know when I say this, that's like, well, that's very logical. But we have a lot of clients and a lot of people that are thinking through how to fully automate it, and they maybe have AEs that don't do any form of outbound prospecting. And again, that is, if that's your process, that's your process. But we've seen better open rates and better engagement rates when it is the same person that you previously spoke with re-engaging because it feels more personalized and more specific to those accounts. So that's the next component is, again, as you think through the different channels that you're going to want to engage in, I'd highly recommend that you use the exact same channel that is your salesperson. The other component is then, okay, that's great. What other channels do we use? And that's where you would look to provide specific marketing programming. A great idea is some kind of a live webinar, some kind of a content asset that coincides with the past objection. So for example, if you're missing specific functionality, we have one client that over the course of 6 months ended up making 18 specific, pretty significant product updates. And through those updates, they were able to then go back to all their past closed loss opportunities, overcome their past objections on specific feature gaps and benefit gaps. And then as a result, they ended up closing more deals. They actually had roughly 20% of the accounts re-engage and re-enter back into pipeline. So again, as you're looking at what are the past reasons that we lost these deals, what do we want to do to effectively re-engage them? Looking at specifically how do we create content as marketing that then is either distributed through an outbound sales channel or has ad programming around it, specifically through LinkedIn ads. One of the things that you often don't think about in the context of a closed loss program is, again, you need roughly 300 people that are a contact match to market in LinkedIn. So again, if you're starting to use LinkedIn ads, you can upload the list, engage a specific department or a couple of different departments. One of the things would just be specifically use case and case study content to overcome past objections. If you think about, I need 300 people, that's 30 accounts where I'm targeting 10 people, or that's 10 accounts where I'm targeting 30 people. Again, that's not a crazy lift,
if you can get the match rate on that, to then remarket to those people as a part of the outbound sequence as well. So you've got outbound sequencing, you've got LinkedIn advertising, and then also, if it makes sense, specifically live events and content on that front as a way of also re-engaging these same audiences. So all of that can come together, and you can end up running that program this quarter, because there's still time in the year. It's October 24th. You can likely get something up and running that Shelby generates in pipeline for Q1. So that said, other things for quick consideration, often people are only thinking about building a closed loss program as it relates to Q4. I keep seeing this post come up of like, oh, don't forget your closed loss opportunities. And that's why a lot of people think about it at this time of year, but closed loss works all year round. So again, I actually love a closed loss program as something that you can do on a quarterly basis, where you're segmenting, you're creating specific cohorted content and cohorted verticals as a way of ensuring that you're constantly refilling your pipeline with people that are already brand aware. And typically speaking, closed loss opportunities move faster, because again, they've already gone through some components of your process. You already know the people in the decision committee. You already know some of the reasons they didn't move forward previously. So if you use closed loss as a great opportunity to consistently refill your pipeline, you should end up being able to, on a quarterly basis, have this foundational program that does contribute to your pipeline very predictably. The other place to look for different closed loss opportunities are two other really helpful thought processes. One would be specifically champion tracking in the context of closed loss. So often there is a champion that really wanted to buy your product, but they got a no for some reason at some point in one company. Well, if they move to a new company that might be experiencing some same or similar problems, then you can actually re-engage those accounts or re-engage that person at a new account. They can end up bringing you in, and you can end up seeing the deal accelerate pretty quickly. Now, this is something that UserGems has done. And again, through overall champion tracking, UserGems is able to generate 23% of their total revenue. That's not just through champion tracking on closed loss deals, but champion tracking in general is a 23% revenue contributor on an annual basis for them. So that's a great play if you want to keep in contact with people that came in about at one point and then end up moving jobs. The other opportunity to look at would just be customer win-back programs. We don't often think about how we can specifically re-engage people that left, because we think, oh, if they left, they didn't get the value that they were looking for. When it might have been, they got the value that they needed at that time, but as your company has grown and matured and their company has grown and matured, you may have new service offerings. They may be a better fit for your service offering now, or it might just be that they've actually had internal transitions and they're more ready to adopt what you're doing. Even though they may have been a right fit from a firmographic perspective, they're now a better right fit from a psychographic perspective. So I would look back at your different churned customers as a great opportunity and a way to specifically engage different audiences. So that said, that is the high level overview and thoughts on some specific different closed loss opportunities and closed loss programs. In the context of that closed loss program, what are the right triggers that we should be using? That is a fantastic question. So as we think about triggers, again, I actually think that the trigger here is largely time-based in most contexts. So as you think about time-based, again, this is, you know, in your industry, how long an average deal ends up being. Is it a 3-month pilot program? Is it an annual commit? Is it a 3-year commit? So you end up knowing generally what the standards are for your industry. Based on that, you can then actually create time-bound triggers, and you would want to back up probably 3 to 6 months before the re-engagement or before their engagement ends to then effectively re-engage those deals. So you can start those conversations earlier and actually not just be, hey, do you want to buy right now? But just, hey, how are things going? The other thing that I think people miss in general when we think about the trigger is the goal isn't to get them to immediately book a meeting. The goal is to re-engage to understand how things are going. So I typically like the approach of, hey, I know that you were struggling with this problem. Did that get resolved? Yes or no? One of my standard messages, because I also host a podcast on account-based marketing programs, is when people end up saying they're going to go with a different option, I typically re-engage about 4 months later and say something to the extent of, hey, I know that 4 months ago we were talking about building an ABM program and you decided to go this direction. I primarily lose to people trying to build it internally first, which I think is a great way to start building an ABM program. And I typically ask, hey, if it went super well, I'd actually love to invite you onto my podcast to share the story of how you built a successful ABM program. If it's not going as well as you hoped it, would it make sense to potentially reconnect about how we can help you? Again, from a reconversion perspective, I typically see about 30% of our closed loss opportunities that I reach out to enter back into pipeline, and then we close at our standard conversion metrics about roughly 35%. So as I look at that closed loss through that messaging, not focused on, hey, it's been 4 months, we should talk again, but focused on how's it going? If it's successful, I'd love to amplify you. If it's not going as well as you hoped, I'd love to help you. Again, that's a very different framing and typically has a better response overall. And again, as we think back on the various triggers, again, primarily time-based, but the other thing is just opportunistically. So again, going back to the idea of champion tracking, if a former blocker leaves a company, then that might be a good opportunity to re-engage. If a former champion moves into a closed loss opportunity, might be a great opportunity to re-engage. If what you're also seeing are just significant changes in their industry or in their market, maybe a great opportunity to re-engage these specific deals. One that was a legal change that changed a little bit of how the game was played for specifically staffing and recruiting. And I know it's currently being held up by the Supreme Court, but overall, the FTC came out with these various rulings that were trying to actually ban non-compete agreements as a general approach. So for staffing firms, that change in the industry, had that effectively gone through, which it's still up in the air, but had it effectively gone through, that changes the way that the game is played for staffing firms. And you now have a different message and a different reason to reach out and re-engage past opportunities based on new information that has affected everyone. So again, there's not necessarily a time-bound trigger. It's not even specific to that account. It's actually specific to the vertical and how the vertical has now changed. So regulatory changes are a great opportunity or a viable trigger to then re-engage your closed loss opportunities. Great question. So thank you for joining this ABM AMA. If you have questions, we are aiming to start doing this on a more frequent basis. We will come out with an official schedule here in the next couple of weeks. And if you've not previously subscribed, I highly recommend you subscribe to our newsletter as a way of keeping up to date on all of the ways in which we're trying to create content that helps you build a better ABM program. So again, thank you for joining us today. We look forward to seeing you in the next one.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. If you're looking for more content just like this, we've got a ton of other episodes that dig into how you can build programs using your existing tech stack. Additionally, if you have specific questions that you'd like to ask, we host a weekly live stream on LinkedIn called the ABM AMA, where you can join and get your questions answered directly by experts. And lastly, if you're looking for practical templates, guides, frameworks, and playbooks, check out scrappyabm.com, where we're building a library of resources that help ABMers just like you get their programs off the ground. Again, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to seeing you in the next one.